the nominees for the Webby Awards, the latest from podnews.net with Podcastle. Create, edit, publish, and grow. The Webby Awards has announced the nominees for the 28th Annual Awards. The ceremony will be on May the 13th, hosted by comedian, writer, actor and podcaster Amber Ruffin. She announced her appearance on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
I'm hosting the Webbies. The Webbies are an award show for the internet. Seth.
Yeah.
You hosted the Webbies.
I did.
Was it fun?
It was.
Did you love it?
I did.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. In Sweden, Podspace is now the second largest podcast platform and ad network. The company's shows have more than 1 million weekly listeners. Google Podcasts is now said to have closed in the US. It's still available in every other country with no closure date here yet. But David Pearce from The Verge writes an excoriating article criticizing Google. He says the podcast app is only the latest good Google thing to die. And if Google ever wants us to buy into its promises again, this has to stop. On April the 9th, Spotify will add audiobooks for Spotify Premium users in Canada, Ireland and New Zealand. The service is already available in the US, the UK and Australia. The catalogue is also to grow from 200,000 to 250,000 titles. Spotify Premium listeners get 15 hours of audiobooks free each month. And SiriusXM has signed up Patrick J. Adams and Sarah Rafferty for a rewatch podcast of Suits, which has seen a surge of popularity since being released on streaming platforms. In People News, Stephanie Kuo has been named VP of Content at PRX, helping to lead both podcast and radio broadcast content strategy. She's been with the company since 2018. The Board of Governors have been announced for the Podcast Academy. We have a full list of them in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. We make that 19 people, 17 of whom are from the US, with one from Colombia and one from the UK. And in podcast news, the BBC's Conversation podcast has announced two new presenters. We've details in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. The Pete and Sebastian Show has signed with Studio 71. It was with Audio Boom. Witnessed 19 Days is new this week from Sony Music Entertainment. The first episode of the Bragg Media's The Music Network podcast has landed quite the guest. The man behind the Fyre Festival, Billy McFarland. He says he'll do it again after spending 3 years in jail after the failure of the original. You can find trailers for selected shows in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Podcastle. Create, edit, publish, and grow your podcast all in one collaborative AI-powered platform. Make your voice heard with Podcastle. You'll find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.